So tell us the strategy of the Navy. Before we get to the device itself, tell us the strategy that you're trying to fulfill with this new gadget.
Well, that's a great question. The Littoral Combat Ship, one of the key tenets of that is the modularity capability of the mission packages. There's a mission package for anti-submarine warfare, surface warfare, and mine countermeasures. So we have this opportunity with this modularity and flexibility to bring a collaboration of manned and unmanned vehicles together, and that's very, very exciting to me.
So how does the device work? Tell us about it, the device itself.
Well, it is a heavyweight UUV, 21-inch diameter, and what it provides is an autonomous capability to go after buried and proud mines. A proud mine is a mine that's partially buried in a high-cluttered environment, and it uses a technology called low-frequency broadband. It's a synthetic aperture sonar, and this capability has the ability to actually penetrate into to the bottom to be able to find these mines. Provides an incredible capability to get that sailor out of the minefield.
So in other words, the enemy might be scattering lots of junk, and mixed in with that junk is mines. And so this device can pick out the junk from the mines.
Absolutely. That's a key part of it. So that high clutter environment has always been a challenge to our warfighters. So with this technology, we'll be able to identify between that clutter and the actual mines, be able to identify, classify, and detect those mines.
And where on earth will it be used? In other words, in the littoral waters of the United States, we can probably keep out mines. But so where do you see it being used most effectively first?
Well, you're spot on with the point about the littoral environment. You know, mine warfare is you know, probably about 600 feet and shallower. It goes all the way into the surf zone. So this capability will be in that deep water to shallow water, and so it's going to be in that area.
How many will there be, and how pricey are they going to be?
Well, the expectation is they're going to be 45 systems. A system is designed of two UUVs, a launch and recovery cradle, a maintenance cradle, the command and control, and all of the supporting parts of that. But we expect to have a total of 45 to go as part of those mine countermeasures mission packages for the Littoral Combat Ship. And we're actually working out that unit price. We'll be working that with the new industry team there with General Dynamics.
And we're speaking with Captain Dwayne Ashton. He's the program manager for unmanned systems at the Navy's Program Executive Office for the Littoral Combat Ship. And is unmanned underwater, is that something new for the Navy?
We've been exploring with this maritime environment with both UUVs and USVs, but what's exciting is that for the first time, we're taking this capability with a littoral combat ship where we both have these unmanned vehicles with these manned vehicles. And, you know, the idea is to get the sailor out of that minefield. So it's bringing that capability together. So not only do we have in the future this surface mine countermeasures UUV, but there's also the remote mine hunting system. There's the unmanned influence sweep system, which is made up of the unmanned surface vehicle and a sweep system, semi-autonomous system. We also have the vertical takeoff UAV. It's a helicopter that's going to be part of this mission package as well.
What sort of change is this going to implement for you then once it is up and running and you have them deployed?
Well, what the expectation is now we're going to be able to not only be able to find these buried and proud mines, but it also provides an ability, what we call intelligence preparation of the operational environment. It brings those important environmental aspects like the clutter on the bottom, for example, to the mine warfare commander, and it's also be able to use with the other mine warfare systems so that we can optimize our ability to go hunt those mines.
And will it have video, for example, so that when it's hunting underwater and there's nobody in it, somebody somewhere can take a look at a screen and see what it sees?
Well, And in fact, that capability will be there. So what we look right now is called post-mission analysis. It allows the operator to go in and, based on that environment, be able to determine, yep, that's exactly where those mines are. And then we go back and then neutralize those mines.
Just to make sure that I'm getting the right image and I'm imagining this the way it is intended, I'm almost getting a comparison type image to maybe the Mars rover, a small, almost remote control toy-looking device, but clearly it's not a toy, that you can handle from someplace safe while it goes out and explores what could be a dangerous area, almost like the Mars rover. Am I close?
Well, that's a great great analogy. And as we move forward with these unmanned systems and we have more autonomy, we'll be able to actually do that. And it's very, very exciting to see this collaboration of manned and unmanned vehicles for the future of the Navy.
Now, on land warfare, sometimes the robots also take one for the military because they also blow up the IEDs that they find. Will this device actually participate in the detonation of it, or will it be reused for another day?
Well, its design is actually to go in and detect and classify and then identify those mines. And then what would happen after that is done, then you would go in and neutralize it with a neutralizing capability.